Jagmeet Singh has already stated the NDP will vote non-confidence in the government if Justin Trudeau remains as Liberal leader. MPs must consider whether you want to go into a February election with a leader whose favorability is -42, or hope to hold on for an October election with a more popular leader offering a version of change. Liberal MP Wayne Long wrote in an open letter to his party, unaware that Singh would change his tune before Long could click send on that missive. Poilievre's jab about Singh being more worried about his pension than Canada's future is not new. For the past few months, Conservatives have been needling Singh for ostensibly voting to keep Trudeau in office because a successful confidence vote would have dissolved Parliament before the NDP leader could qualify for a pension. Singh's defenders responded by arguing that Poilievre's pension is much larger than Singh's. A talking point Conservatives countered by noting Poilievre is not the one allowing a badly wounded administration to limp along through the end of the year. Trudeau's office announced a cabinet shuffle on Friday, as loyalists signaled the Prime Minister has no intention of resigning. Dominic LeBlanc, Freeland's replacement as Finance Minister, declared on Friday that Trudeau has the full support of his cabinet, although he claimed to understand the viewpoint of Liberals who want Trudeau gone. That's a view they are expressing. The Prime Minister listened carefully when that view was expressed to him. He listened, in some cases responded to specific things that were raised. And he said he would reflect carefully, LeBlanc said of the disaffected Liberals. We all need to give him a little time to reflect, said Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson, echoing the new Trudeau talking point that the Prime Minister has become the most deeply introspective of world leaders over the past week.